All right, so we kick off our conversation. First and foremost is Joe De Beer, Deputy Director General for Economic Statistics at Stats SA. Good morning, Joe. How are you this morning? And welcome to Breakfast with Refilwe.
Good morning. All good this side. Thanks for the invite.
Excellent. Oh, yeah, of course. It's an honor for us. So 4.6% quarter-on-quarter annualized and, of course, seasonally adjusted seems on the face of it to be a pretty positive number. We came out of sort of negative territory. We had that large number 2 quarters ago, and there was fear that we would retract to or retrace our steps to negative growth. What is behind all of this?
The 4.3 is definitely a positive number, especially coming from a very good previous quarter estimate. This last 4 or 5 quarters have been quite tricky to interpret the numbers because of the big swings we had in the middle of last year with COVID. But I think if we just look at this quarter in isolation, the one positive element is that the growth was spread across all industries. It wasn't just a case of 2 or 3 like mining or finance dominating. Really, everybody contributed. There were 2 industries that didn't make a positive contribution, but very small. The first was electricity, as we expected with all the supply problems we had in the first quarter, and then agriculture.
Yes.
But with agriculture, we should also be careful because after such a bumper harvest that we had last year, it's very difficult for an industry to keep showing positive growth if it's coming off such a high base. So, overall, I think it was good numbers.
Okay. And Joe, yesterday we spoke to an agriculture expert who continues to feel very positive about the sector. I'm curious whether or not maybe on a quarter-to-quarter basis, I know it's seasonally adjusted, this particular number, but perhaps things are just a little bit quieter on the sales side versus harvest in agriculture and may eventually come through in subsequent quarters.
Yeah, we picked up a little bit of a decrease in animal products and field crops in the first quarter. But the methodology we use for agriculture is to sort of take a view of what's going to happen for the entire year.
Got you.
And we are very much informed with agricultural economists' views from the National Department on what their forecasts are, the Crop Estimates Committee and the like.
I'm with you. For the purposes of maybe some of our listeners who are not familiar with the Stats SA terminology, trade and catering and accommodation, could we translate that into our tourism?
It's a bit bigger. Tourism is inside the trade. The biggest part of what we call trade would be wholesalers and retailers. So that would be your big consumer chain stores, the Checkers and Macros and all of those. The hotels, catering accommodation is inside, but it contributes maybe around 15% of that aggregate number.
I'm with you. And in terms of getting a sense of that particular industry, the tourism industry, I don't know if it's maybe easier for us to tell from the expenditure side of GDP. I saw that was a shrinkage in household spending.
Yes. In the first quarter, still saw quite a bit of restrictions. I think not as many people traveled as they would have normally done. For example, business tourism would have died down. Everybody does virtual team meetings. Nobody flies to the next town to go and do a boardroom meeting or anything like that. So there was definitely a decline on the tourism part of that trade sector.
Got you. Looking ahead into the year, I know that you guys don't like to make necessarily any forecasts. You're very big on actually looking at the data itself. What does the data then tell you about data to come?
Yeah, we are like a car driving forward and we only have the rear view mirror
exactly.
To look at what has happened in the past. So it's early to say. Tomorrow we will actually publish our estimates for mining and manufacturing for April. So that will be the first data sets that are coming in for the second quarter. So it's really much too soon for us to speculate on what to expect.
And inflation expectations, do you think there'll be any impact on those? Upward sort of push, considering that we've got firmer growth and then maybe it kind of brings us closer to the hiking cycle that a more hawkish Monetary Policy Committee has been pointing toward.
Just to say, I think the most accurate views on that would be to follow the Reserve Bank's forecasting model. They're very efficient in estimating what they think inflation is going to be based on its expectations and the current economic trends. And from the last MPC report, I didn't pick up that there were any concerns about inflation going forward.
Fair enough. Jodubia, thank you very much for your very candid and also very balanced and fair and unbiased perspective on the numbers and, of course, for the insights. Jodubia is the Deputy Director General for Economic Statistics at Stats SA. Thank you so much for joining us today. We're hoping to see you a little bit more.